Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Ryan here. We're going to talk about NutriMeds. And, you know, I want people to understand that when you take NutriMeds, you don't only get the great advice, but you obviously have the most bioactivated, bio-nutritionally bioavailable, the jump gene defects, nutraceuticals on the planet. And you have artful, scientifically based applications for over 350, now approaching 400 different wellness conditions, anyway, from cancer to peripheral neuropathy to hair loss to andropause for men and menopause for women. It's funny, those terms sound backwards. Menopause should be for men, shouldn't it? So, Ryan, I'd like you to pick out a couple top nutraceuticals and we'll demonstrate. You know, I had a gentleman who called me yesterday, and this is kind of a sad situation in some ways, but it's enlightening. And everybody is going online. I mean, you can take your iPhone or iPad now, and you can go click, 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 or text message or search. And you can find so much stuff in what I call the sewer net. And all of a sudden, you have your nutritional functional medicine IQ has just leaped. It's increased by a hundredfold, or you think. And to be honest with you, it doesn't matter if you talk to your doctor, your naturopath, your chiropractor, or your nutritionist. They are in the dark as to advanced functional medicine. I'll circumscribe the areas you have to know to be a good functional medicine doctor. You got to know anatomy, physiology, toxicology, quantum biophysics, genetics, epigenetics, infectious disease, etc. And if you don't know intermediate metabolism and detoxification and the fact that specific forms of nutraceuticals are going to be able to jump the gene defect because they're bioactivated and they actually have to have a delivery system so they not only cross blood, the cell membranes, but also they have to stay and persist around in the tissues long enough to have a biological effect like our Nutrichala. To be honest with you, and we're talking about this, and I talked to some of my top doctors in the Academy of Anti-Aging, Environmental, and Advancement in Medicine. Only about 1 or 2% of the doctors that actually are in those specialties are really competent. The rest are in the process of learning. So if you think that you can go online and find out information that kind of second-guess Dr. Deagle or find a similar product, you're delusional. You're not going to get as well. And you're going to might as well be wasting your money, as I've said before. You might as well be sticking a label on the sore body part to get the same benefit. And people need to understand this. When you get nutraceuticals, you want ones that actually work so you don't end up on a whole pile of drugs. You don't end up taking things that are useless for you. And you don't want your disease state to progress because the problem is symptom-based medicine is dangerous. You don't want symptoms to be your guide. You want testing, whether it's quantum testing, blood, urine, stool, or imaging studies. And I can provide that. But all of my consults, 95%, are free. Just by email or calling, if you've purchased one product, you can get a call back. So please, please, I beg you, don't presume you or your doctor or your naturopath or chiropractor is in the same league as Dr. Deagle. They're not. Now, I'll teach them, and it's going to take a long time because a lot of people are functionally illiterate in the area of functional medicine because it's been growing over the last 40 years. I'm at the cutting edge of it, and I'm disturbed by the fact that even people who start to play in functional medicine because they want to expand their practice. Usually they've only gone to one or two weekend seminars, just getting their toes wet and carrying a few products. You have to understand this is a very complex area. It's the most complex area of medicine, and medicine is the most complex area of human activity on Earth. In fact, to give you an example, the amount of information you have to circumscribe to know what I know about functional medicine is 100 times more than any other science. Engineering, metallurgy, quantum, you know, biophysics, you know, oceanography, it's 100 times more, and it's equivalent to learning 100 languages, learning medicine, in my, with all the specialties, including surgery, pathology, toxicology, etc. You can't circumscribe unless you've been at it for almost a half a century, like I have. And you have to be very curious, because most people aren't. They're not going to ask enough questions to feel stupid, so they eventually can get the truth. And most of the things that I was taught in medical school residency are pure, as they say in the parlance, horse hockey. In other words, they're horse manure. And that's disturbing, but, you know, reality check is you can't get wise unless you realize you've been stupid or taken or lied to. So, Ryan, let's proceed with a couple of nutraceuticals to demonstrate this whole process. And people, do you know, they're going to get better if they take the right nutraceuticals and they have the right other technology. I call signal plus substance equals healing. And we have that with epigenetic frequency therapy, like photochromic light therapy, epigenetic antennas, which we just posted up yesterday, hyperbaric oxygen, peptides to help along with the regeneration. But if you don't have the right nutraceutical building blocks, it doesn't matter if the stem cells show up and you get a stem cell transplant. Nothing's going to be built. It's like Trump before he was building, let's say, a new apartment complex or a building. If you don't have the glaziers and the laborers and the building materials show up, which is the nutraceuticals in your body, you're not going to rebuild your tissues and you're going to age. Aging is basically improper building maintenance of your body. How's that? And you have to have the building blocks present and bioavailable, or nothing happens. You can have all kinds of engineers and architects kind of staring at each other over the table, and nothing's going to go on. Same thing, even if you get a stem cell transplant. So, Ryan, please expand on that.
Well, Dr. Bill, there are so many things that are critical for the body to build itself properly. One of the things that I point people out to is the fundamental building block, though, Dr. Bill, that Omega Supreme Pro delivers. That's the omega-3 fatty acids. So if the cell, just like a house, you're going to build it out of, you know, glass and bricks and wood and so forth, you need the proper building materials. But if you think about the omega-3s, right, it's like the windows, if you will, for the structure you're building. But a lot of people, what's wrong is we have a lot of the wrong kind of fats in our bodies, and we do not have this balance. Or our home, the cells are not built and don't function like they should. Each room should have light coming through the window. Does not necessarily happen. So when we use Omega Supreme Pro, what's just absolutely groundbreaking, people know about fish oil, but what they don't know about this one is that it's a pre-digested oil, meaning even though people have digestive difficulties, they don't have necessarily enough lipase to break down the fats that they're consuming. This overcomes that because it's a monoglyceride format, and so it can easily absorb, because that's how the fats come across as monoglyceride or free fatty acids. And so now you have this massive advantage over a threefold increase in absorption over your standard fish oil. And that's whether you're going to use a ethyl ester or a triglyceride, it doesn't matter, because this version, the Omega Supreme Pro version, is already pre-digested so that you can utilize it no matter who you are and really get the benefits you're looking for.
Exactly, yeah. What I think is important that people should understand is that when you're taking nutraceuticals that are going to be 400% more absorbed. Now, here's a good example. We had Dr. Barry Sears on the program about 4 years ago, and he's a PhD biochemist and a functional medicine doctor. He's one of the few that I would go to, you know, like Dr. Winkler in Carlsbad. And he's a fatty acid expert. And part of the reason why Americans get dementia and heart disease is they got pro-inflammatory fatty acids. And if you look at the ratio of pro-inflammatory to anti-inflammatory fatty acids, it's about 50 to 1 compared to, say, Eskimos, Northwest Territories, and Alaskans that are native. And they have a little pouch on the side. I mean, I did tests with Dr. Moskowitz 41 years ago, where I do dozens and dozens of bloods. He had hundreds total of these people, and they had a cholesterol 10 to 15 times higher than the upper limit of normal. They didn't have 300 cholesterol, which is high. They had 3,000 plus, 3 to 4,000 milligrams. But they never got heart disease, and if you actually drew their blood, it separated, and you saw the buffy coat on top. It was like the milk before they started homogenization back in the 50s. So what I would do is sneak out of bed early and go and grab the milk, because the milkman back in the 50s, people my age know this, the milkman didn't leave the milk at the front door. He actually put it in your fridge. Have you ever heard of those stories? So I would go out and grab the milk, pop the top off, because they had the old glass milk bottles, not, you know, with a new top on. They have a glass of milk bottles. You pop it off and you pour the cream off the top. Well, that's what their blood looked like. And they never got heart disease. So this Framingham study BS that, you know, your LDL cholesterol is bad. I had an interesting discussion with a doctor about a month and a half ago. And he started kind of spouting off because he has cardiac disease and he had a cardiac cath, which I recommended he do because I had done a metapathy scan on him. And I said, yeah, you got blocked arteries, buddy. So he went and did the cardiac cath, and then they wouldn't do the bypass or stents there on the operating table in Florida. So I said, he was saying to me, well, I'm taking a drug to lower my LDL. I said, you've got to be kidding. I said, first off, LDL cholesterol does not cause it. Small particle HDL does. Oxidized fatty acids do. Trans fats do. They cause microfascists to die. If you cut off LDL, you castrate yourself and demyelinate your brain and block CoQ10. Have a nice day. What do you think of that? Castration is passing through the nation. How's that? Welcome back. So, Ryan, let's get into some details here. as I said, I mentioned this doctor, and he was in shock. You know, he was recommending a product called Nanobac DX. Now, so there was double-blind, placebo-controlled trials since 2003 to reverse plaque. I'm thinking, okay, let me look at the formula. I looked at it. It was insane. It was in a delayed-release capsule, but it had stuff in it that there's no way the body can tolerate that. To give you a good example, if you take more than 500 milligrams of vitamin C in any capsule, even in a DR delayed-release capsule to get to the terminal ileum, you're going to have explosive diarrhea. And by the way, it does. And then if you look at some of the other components, they're not bioactivated, so if you take more than a certain number of milligrams of certain supplements, for example, vitamin B6 or B... as a non-bioactivated form, in people with a gene SNP, and you can actually do a gene SNP with 23andMe and Prometheus or what's called pathway genomics and genetic analysis, because I'm a genetic expert, I can do the test and tell you, oh my God, no wonder you're in trouble. And guess what? You're going to get peripheral neuropathy. And God knows what else that we don't even know yet. You know, maybe an inner ear damage, who knows, tinnitus. The fact is that if you have non-bioactivated nutraceuticals at high dosages, you're going to get damaged. You're actually going to create imbalances. In fact, they did a study of Americans compared to other nations like Sri Lankans and South Africans and Native peoples, and they found that Americans have greater disparity in terms of numbers of excess vitamins in their body and inadequate vitamins and minerals than any other nation on Earth because we take and eat and swallow crap supplements. Now, they're not good for you. You have to have ones that are balanced that are going to be good for you. That if there is an excess, your body will get rid of it. Or it's in a form that the body can jump over any gene defects, which we don't know your genetics. For example, if you're trying to increase acetylcholine levels for your motor areas in your stectomy, your midbrain, or your eye and ear, because acetylcholine is a neurotransmitter for your vision and for your hearing. And it's part of the motor control complex in your stectomy, your midbrain, at the secondary motor neuron. If you take the wrong form, and depending on whether you're a fast or slow acetylator, you're not going to bioconvert it to a form that's actually going to be usable by the body. The same way as we have our 5-HTP cross. You can't take serotonin like I have a lot of turkey, and turkey's got lots of serotonin. It doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier. You need 5-HTP. And there's a lot of crap on the internet, too, about don't take this and don't take that with your 5-HTP. These people are brain dead. 5-HTP is basically the only form that will cross the blood-brain barrier to support serotonin and melatonin metabolism, which induces sleep by activating the reticular-activating cell complex in the brain. And if you don't sleep, by the way, you don't even repair your body. That's why sleep deprivation will kill you. It'll kill you. People say, oh, no, that won't kill you. I say, well, I'll tell you, it will. You don't get adequate sleep. Your stem cells don't even come out of their bone marrow to actually repair your body. Isn't that wild? Yeah. Now, so, you know, what I want people to understand is that our nutraceuticals have engineered around that. They're bioactivated, bionutritionally persistent. They cross the tissues. Like things like our omega, our CoQ10 Supreme is the only CoQ10 that doesn't crystallize. Big deal. Because if you take regular CoQ10, if you've manufactured in a custom lab, and I had it made 30 years ago in a lab in Denver. It was really funny. The lab techs would tell me at Pencall MediSafe Pharmacy, said, now, Dr. Deagle knows that within a month, this is losing 95% of its bioactivity. So at the end of a month, if you still have a bottle of CoQ10, it's crystallized. It is absolutely useless. Isn't that wild? Except for ours, which doesn't crystallize. So please continue. Yeah, get some other good examples.
Yeah, well, that, you know, bioavailability and the CoQ10, for example, this is stuff that people are totally unaware of. They spend pretty good money on products, and they're just being told, like, yeah, this one's good, that one's good. And it's usually, actually, they just look at it, and it's based on price. They're like, that's what I can afford. It's like buying wine. They're like, you know, I'm in the mood for a $15 bottle versus a $25 bottle, but they're talking about CoQ10. They have no idea what they're really looking at. And so, Dr. Bill, you kind of lift the veil with regards to bioavailability when it comes to that product. Yeah, people years ago, say 5 years ago, never even heard about the crystallization issue of CoQ10, and it just simply is, it's a substance that likes to crystallize. And when it does, you just can't absorb it very well. So theoretically, even the best researchers on CoQ10 felt that CoQ10 probably orally could never be anywhere above maybe 12% due to this issue. And by the using of a format, it's using multiple lipid blends, it's able to stabilize the CoQ10 much better. And so that absorption rate can be dramatically higher because you can avoid that crystallization. And so that's what you see. You see like the CoQ10 Supreme and so forth. That's what you're breaking through. You're able to use this technology and then get better absorption, just like we were talking about, you know, with a fish oil. And another good example is just even in the multivitamin mineral. Those, for most people, seem like, oh, come on, there can't be much difference. But there really is a huge difference, and it's one of the best sellers in the lineup is Vitamineral Max, and that can come in either a capsule formula, which is the hugely popular formula, or it can be a powder. It tastes like kind of cherry Kool-Aid. But the B vitamins, for example, they overcome genetic SNPs. Like it could be a folic acid SNP, or it could be a conversion of B6 or B12 into an activated state, and that's already been done for you. So when you're consuming the product, like you said, Dr. Bell, many times, it's really like giving your body a cellular handshake. The body can do something with it, and it can have a, you know, massive impact and benefit.
Yeah, it's important, and also I call measure twice, cut once. The regular doctors don't even know how to plumb the actual data, even embedded in a simple SMAC panel, which is a, you know, the regular panel a doctor will do, you know, your electrolytes and your liver enzymes and so on. And so when you get more sophisticated tests, they don't even know they exist, even though they're at federally certified laboratories, like Veritas Lab for Cardiac Markers or Meridian Valley Labs in Tutwiller, Washington, right beside Seattle. They can measure blood viscosity with a dual laser viscometer, the same that I had. And I was the only doctor with a cardiologist from Harvard that had one west of Harvard University in Boston. So you got to understand, when people don't understand this, they really think that they know what's going on, and they don't. And that includes doctors. I don't give anybody quarter and say, well, you think you really know or subscribe to your specialty. I like to axe, because of my Norwegian Deagle name, which is a Norwegian Viking name, I like to axe people questions. I don't want to ask them. I like to have a double-bladed axe, axing them questions, and I want answers. It's not that I'm cruel, it's just that I don't put up with BS. And what I found when I went into the medical specialty, because I was an oceanographer in 1973, and I was working on my PhD, all I had to do was write the thesis, and I would have been a full professor before I was 28. But I realized my grandfather was dying of diabetes and wanted me to actually go in and find out what causes diabetes, which I'm publishing, by the way, this year, which is different from anybody else's theory about what diabetes is, the same way what is pain. I'm going to publish my theory on pain, because I discovered the pain gate in the skin called the Langerhans gate and published in 1986 my patents. So the problem I find is if you don't ask enough good questions, you're never going to get wise about anything. And the problem is the medical profession is a business no different than going down to the carnival, let's say. I think recently you went and visited Branson, Missouri, which is really cool because I saw it with Zimmern. And he talked about that. And if you have kids and you want to go somewhere cool, you go to Branson. But everybody is selling their particular thing. And if you have a business that sells, you know, hard taffy or, you know, real Western type of food, that's their business. The same thing as cardiac bypasses and ICU and drugs. They're not going to do anything bad for business. That's what the problem is. Back in a minute with Ryan.
Play online for details.
Welcome back. And Ryan, so let's talk about some more nutraceuticals and kind of demonstrate how, you know, if you take the right nutraceuticals, and by the way, I'm not against all drugs, but about 85% are inappropriate or dangerous. 15% are actually pretty damn good if you have certain issues, and I'll tell you which ones are depending on the health condition. But some are plain dangerous. They got black box warnings. They got lawyers surrounding the drug companies. And when they have a quarterly meeting and say, well, it killed 68,000 people, say, well, is the FDA or anybody shut us down? No. Okay, we'll continue manufacturing and distributing. That's why you see a number of states putting out warnings on fentanyl or on the way that they made opiates that can actually be crushed or melted down and actually become toxic, where people can either snort them or inject them, like the OxyContin tablets, which they try to make kind of fiddle-free, but they're not. Okay, I know about the company that I brought from Purdue Pharma. So the problem is they're now trying to invest in how to make non-addictive and non-fiddleable pain medications you can give to somebody after surgery. To be honest with you, the pain is actually starting in your tissues, just like arthritis. We have arthritics, which will turn off osteoarthritic pain. We have tendon bender for carpal tunnel syndrome and tenosynovitis. We've got joint performance, the rebuild of the cartilage in your joints and the hydroviscus layer. And you take with our new Red Deer Velvet DR, which will be coming out this week. It's amazing. So, Ryan, please continue, because people need to subscribe. If you don't support the body's ability to heal, you're just taking a little spray can and spraying the dashing light of the dashboard of the body saying, something hurts, or I'm insomniac, or I'm depressed. But in fact, it's always a biochemical imbalance that's occurring, inflammation, free radicals, whatever, and there's a simple process to go and fix that, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, I love that visual, you know, visualization of saying you're going to cover up or spray paint those warning lights on your car, which we all know are critically important, and we'd never really ignore. Maybe you'll ignore like a tire light or something for a little while, but not long, because you're like, I'm going to get that checked out because you know it's going to be a problem. But the body's giving off all kinds of warning lights for a lot of people, and that's exactly what they do. They kind of just ignore it, or they take some kind of, you know, over-the-counter pharmaceutical agent, and they just say, well, I don't know, I don't feel it, or I don't see it anymore. And what we know is it's percolating underneath the surface, and eventually you run out of, you know, capability to handle it. And so when you bring out products like Tendon Mender, I really like that formulation, Dr. Bill, because I personally have had challenges that this has helped overcome, but many people really get stuck with repetitive motion injury issues. There's not a very good way to deal with a lot of people. Now, they end up on pain medicines or NSAIDs that they're just trying to regulate the pain, or they wear like braces or things to restrict movement. And this formulation is really remarkable. It does not work like anything else. It's really a reprogramming of the tenocytes, the cells that make up the tendon, and it allows them to realign and lay down flat like they're supposed to. And it allows people to improve their range of motion and then remove that, you know, that inflammation that's causing them so much pain and issues that's plagued them for weeks and months on end.
Right. You know, what's amazing is most of these things are very simple. Now, for example, if you take non-steroidals, like they talk about, if you go and turn on TV, like Fox or any channel, you're going to get a whole slew of pharmaceuticals, and then they give you about 4 seconds of benefit and 56 seconds of legal warnings of what it'll do to you or cause premature death. If you get this and that, you are about to die. Do tell your doctor. And what's disturbing, we have actual published facts in medical journals. Like if you take ibuprofen, you got a 31% increase of having a heart attack if you take ibuprofen, say, so you can go golfing this weekend, you know, weekend warrior. Not good. Because it blocks not only prostaglandins that can make your joints not hurt as much, but it also blocks the protective prostaglandins in your heart and your blood vessel walls. So, really bad. Now, the problem is these drug companies get away with it because drugs, we have, I call it the District of Criminals. I have lobbyists in Washington, D.C., in the Senate and Congress, and they allow drug companies to get away with murder. Now, if you want to take something, at least be fully advised. Like the new bill that Trump passed, a lot of people, if you've got a terminal condition and somebody's got an experimental drug for it, by all means, take it, but try nutraceuticals and technology first before you rush in to take a toxic drug, whether it's for cancer or some other condition, thinking it's going to fix your myopathy or myodystrophy or your cancer or some other condition. Because you got to know the biochemistry and genetics behind what you have and what's going on. I call it the living pathology of why you're getting sick. But I don't see that. I really, to be honest with you, if I was able to screen all the people that were potential candidates to go into medicine and surgery and do advanced medical research, probably only about 2 to 5% would actually get into medical school ever. They don't, they become technicians, and this doesn't matter just medical or chiropractic or naturopathy. Everyone wants a quick fix or take inadequate treatment or have their own little bailiwick of what surgical procedure they do. And it's disturbing because it puts people at risk. It takes an orchestra of things to make you well. Sometimes it means surgery. For example, when I have somebody with bad interjoint, what you call joint mice, and they're calcified fragments of cartilage, I tell them you need an arthroscopic evaluation to clean up the crap. So when you take our nutraceuticals to regenerate your joints, you've got a clean surface to work with. It's been burred down. You've pulled out all the crap and cleaned it out and maybe put in some Hyaline, which is a 6 million molecular weight polymer, until your body starts generating your own hydroviscous layer with things like joint performance and a red deer velvet. And when you do that, your body will actually heal the cartilage. You won't get eburnation or bone on bone. Pretty important, isn't it, Ryan?
Yeah, it sure is, Dr. Bell.
And the thing is, the nutraceuticals work, but you have to know how to artfully combine them. You may need surgery. For example, if you're too far gone, surgery may be necessary, but you want to minimize it or minimize the type of surgery so you don't do something catastrophic or put you in grave danger of a major complication. Right?
I think that's good.
Yeah, it's a balanced approach. It's an approach that works, you know. Sometimes if somebody has a deviated septum, they need to have surgery to move that septum. But then when you want to take care of your sinuses, you can't have excessive surgery because 3 surgeries, like in baseball, and you're out. You do 3 surgeries on somebody's nose, and it's never the same afterward. So, yeah, you can do things like a turbinectomy and open the antrostomy, where you open up the opening to their maxillary sinus and move their septum so they're not getting a septal blockage and chronic sinus infections. But it's the same thing with almost anything. If people, do periodontal disease, well, take CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol. Use your hydrofloss machine with our new Dryodyne or NutriSilver and take Allicin Med to knock out the pathogens growing around your gums and teeth, and the CoQ10 Ubiquinol will regenerate your gums. Use the Lumen Photon in light technology at the NICO setting or a range of settings, which is new devices, to regenerate the tissue, along with taking our new stem cell regenerator formula, Red Deer Velvet DR, so you regrow, and take our bone generator, full vitamin K2, Mycel D3, Myco D2, and Collagen Max to regenerate the bone and actually put rebar in the bone. I mean, I get a kick out of people. They take bisphosphonate drugs from their dumb doctor, and it destroys the osteoblasts that lay down the rebar inside bone. And they wonder, their bones are more dense on a dexatometry scan, but they're more likely to crush or break. Scary, isn't it? And the doctor said, well, your bones look more dense. Yeah, that's like building a bridge without rebar. It's pretty stupid, isn't it? What do you think, Ryan? Yeah, it is more stupid. And it can be validated by doing a urine test for deoxypyridinium and pyridinylene subunits of collagen, because in 3 weeks, if you're taking your nutraceuticals, those will disappear. You stop tearing down your bones, whether it's membranous bone or in your jaw and your skull, or the cancellous bone of your spine and your lung bones in your body, your femur and your tibia and fibula, and your wrist bones and your forearm bones and your shoulder bones. You know, like the old song, this bone's connected to that bone. Well, there's also collagen connected to hold the bones together, and if you don't make collagen and have all of the orchestra of nutraceuticals, you can't make bone. And it sure isn't made from milk. It's made from bone crystals with the silica, boron, manganese in their organic chelate forms, and also the bone hormones, which are in our bone generator. What do you think, Ryan? I think we lost our connection to Ryan. Maybe we'll reconnect. So let's see if we can reconnect to Ryan. So let's go down from head to toe. We get back in the next break. We'll see if we can get Ryan to pick out another couple of nutraceuticals. If you have a question, just go to the contact us at NutriMedical.com. I'll answer any questions. Sometimes it's so busy during the week with consults. I do them all over the world. I do a whole lot on the weekend. This coming weekend is going to be busy. I have a couple coming in, Marcia and her husband, driving in from Las Vegas. They flew in from Texas. And they're going to spend a day with Dr. Bill, where I'm going to do a metapathy scan on both of them.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one.
So, Ryan, let's talk about the next product that we can use to try to help people to get well. Getting well basically means restoring your genetics and epigenetics. You create the structural proteins and enzymes. It's alkalinizing the body. It's reducing free radicals. It's expressing your genes even as you get older. And it's preventing infection, because all of our tissues in our body are sitting ducks for infection. I'm one of the first questions that I ask medical students and residents, because as a preceptor of medical students and residents coming down from University of Colorado in Denver. And it was hilarious. So one of the first questions I'd ask these very bright-looking, sharp guys, they looked like they were sharp enough they could be on a movie set for, you know, interns and residents working in a hospital, and they have a kind of a TV series. But the first thing I'd ask them is, hey, is your blood sterile? Oh, yeah, my blood's sterile. I said, really? I tell you what, we'll draw your blood, and we'll have it sit here. We'll talk until the cork pops out as you're... The bacteria one working on your blood products and proteins and cells creates enough gas that pops a cork, and then you get all red-faced and embarrassed. It's like, you need to understand, if you're in medical school and you haven't learned that, and you're in second or third medical school, or you're a resident, whoa, you're dangerous, okay? Now, you need to understand, it's shocking, okay? Now, you got to understand, it's not a lot better. Most people don't realize this. By the time someone's finished their, say, fourth year medical school, they've reached the nadir, the top, of their knowledge of basic science, medicine, anatomy, and physiology. And it deteriorates from that point as they go through residency and go into clinical practice 20 and 30 years. It doesn't get better. That's a clinical fact that even professors at our university and other universities have told me repeatedly over almost half a century. So unless you're a maniac like me and you're constantly trying to study to stay ahead of the curve, to restudy things like your anatomy, physiology, and so on, and keep on top of things. And I'm retired from regular seeing patient practice, except when I do a day with Dr. Bill and they come and visit me. I'm amazed, because I see more new people per day now than when I was in active practice, but they're worldwide. They could be in Indonesia or Jakarta. They could be in Germany, in Stuttgart. They can be in France, outside of Paris. And it's hilarious. There's no shortage of stupidity. It's mind-boggling. Like Einstein says, genius is quantifiable, stupidity is limitless. And boy, I see it daily. It's disturbing. And it's not because people are natively stupid, it's because they've been trained not to think. Or ask questions and make them embarrassed, like, hey, I'm a specialist, I should know all this stuff. Well, I'm sorry, buddy, lady or man, you don't. And that's disturbing. And even the people who are involved with functional medicine, like naturopaths and chiropractors, they're playing around with the edges of this. It's very freaking complex. You're dealing with an infectious soup trying to kill us from the inside and eat us. Like, as they say, what's worse, eating by wolves or ducks? Well, ducks will eventually eat you, but it might take a year because you don't have teeth. Wolves will kill you in a few minutes. But that's what bacteria and viruses are like. And people think that their tissues are sterile, or they don't understand what free radicals are, and they don't understand why does someone die at 80 when they have the same genes as when they're newborn. You know, you have 2 to 5% stem cells, just as healthy as a newborn baby in their umbilical cord. Yeah, well, why do they die? When you ask these questions, as they say, the answers to a paradox is the answer to a question. It's an answer to a question you haven't asked yet. You know, if we could answer all the paradoxes, like Archimedes when he got into the bath and he noticed the water was displaced by the volume of his body, and he was able to determine if someone was using false materials in a crown that was made for one of the ancient kings there of Greece. Well, what he did is he actually found out that if he dropped in this crown, it displaced more water than the equal amount of weight in gold. So he knew it was an amalgam of gold and silver, so the person making the crown was a liar. And he got in big trouble with the king for that reason. Right? You've heard that story before, have you?
I didn't know that's exactly how he did it. That is a fascinating
Yeah, but the same principle applies to everything. And people say, well, how can you think like that? I said, I can't think any other way. I mean, I don't think I'm really smarter. I'm just more curious than most people. I call it an IQ, I call it the CI, or curiosity index, okay?
Yeah, I think we consume, Dr. Bell, whatever is kind of out there, and then but you take it the step further, which is you consume it, you digest it, and then you ask.
I cannot deal with cognitive dissonance. My brain will not tolerate something that conflicts with anything else in my brain. Now, I've been actually working on developing a thing called a neuron circuit, which is the first true AI circuit that can make a truly artificial, intelligent, living, biokinetic robot. Everything else is simulated. When you see, like, this robot they have in Sophia in Saudi Arabia that's got citizenship, this is all simulated. This is like a very advanced, you know, simulating life doll.
It's speak and spell. Like
exactly, it's a speak and spell. It's not a real living.
Just something back to you, and you're like, all right, cool, but don't say
exactly. Now, it might have a lot of data in it, and may be able to know data better than you and can access it, but the fact is the structure of the human mind in every living thing is far superior to any other so-called artificial intelligence system. There's no comparison. Plus, human beings not only live in the temporal, we live in the eternal world, too. But the fact is that you have to understand that the medical system doesn't like advances. They don't like advances, whether it's controlling pain or causing cancer or diabetes. For example, here's an anomaly. We now have published studies that came out last week that people under 40 have four times more risk of getting colon cancer than those over 40. So people my age, 66, have a quarter of the risk of someone younger than 40 of getting colon cancer. Now, why the hell is that happening? That's pretty damn serious. Why are there so many young people with autism? When I went to medical school, we had 1 in 4,600 get autism. Now it's like 1 in 68. In some cities or towns, it's 1 in 28. Oh, maybe it's all the toxic vaccines and toxic GMO food and mineral-depleted soils that breaks down our blood-brain barrier and causes us to get damage to the cortical pathways, which if you do a T1-weighted MRI scan, you see actual dysmyelination of nerve tracts to the frontal lobe, etc., and the reptilian or you know, called robot brain takes over. See, you see people with Asperger syndrome, and they're actually like human robots because they actually had brain damage caused by the stupid vaccines they got. Oh, no, Dr. Deagle, that can't be happening. I said, well, I can prove it to you by immune homology of the proteins in their brain and the stupid toxins and viruses in the vaccine. Right? The fact is that medicine is not going to change by a committee. It's going to change by individuals like me, and there's lots of us. You know, if you look at the, you know, hundreds of thousands of doctors in the world that are actually involved with trying to advance medicine against resistance from the regular medical profession. We're not just talking about medical doctors. We're talking about surgeons, chiropractors, naturopaths, healers, intuitive healers, massage therapists. And there's always a small fraction that actually are trying to change the cutting edge of what's happening. But if people get advice elsewhere, they're going to harm themselves, aren't they? So, you know, perfect example is Power C Plus. I mean, people say, well, that's vitamin C. I can get vitamin C. I'm thinking, no, you can't get this anywhere else. This is unique because it's a calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium ascorbate with bioperin, black pepper extract to increase absorption 40%. So every capsule is equivalent to a gram and a half. You can take a gram and a half of vitamin C without explosive diarrhea. So this Nanovac TX I mentioned earlier in the hour, this doctor talked about, I said, this is stupid on steroids. You're going to get explosive diarrhea. You've got a whole bunch of non-bioactivated nutraceuticals, and you think it's going to decalcify your calcified plaque in your arteries based on a high-speed CT scan. It's in your knucklehead. I can do it with our Keeler Max. Pull out the heavy metals and free iron in your body and restore your arteries by giving them full vitamin K2 to decalcify the arteries. You know, for example, most people don't realize K2 is made by your probiotic bacteria. So when you take Living Probiotic Ultra, you actually are getting the probiotic bacteria that makes the things to prevent your arteries from calcifying. Do you think the average doctor knows that your vitamin K2 all comes from your probiotic bacteria?
No.
They don't realize it's also one of the most important things to block cancer. Vitamin K2, minoquinone 7. Or the probiotics make other molecules that actually repair DNA. Do you know there are probiotics about molecules that repair your DNA throughout your body, like ellagic acid and sulfurophane glycosinolate, which is our broccoli seed extract? No, they don't know that. That's why cancer rates in people that have kefir yogurt And probiotics is a quarter of what it is in regular people. We're not just talking about colon cancer. We're talking about all cancer. Breast, brain, pancreas, liver, whatever. Crazy, isn't it?
What's cool is there's options, and you're giving it to people.
Yeah, well, you know, as they say, the Hebrew saying is, Baruch Ata Adonai Melech HaOlam. May the Lord God bless and keep you. May His face shine upon you. Listen and prosper, or walk away and spit at Dr. Deagle and my advice, and you shall suffer. Listen and prosper, or walk away and suffer. It's your choice. Don't go to the sewer net. Get the right nutraceuticals and advice free. F-R-E-E. Doesn't cost you a cent. It might kind of tweak your ego, especially if you're a doctor and you realize you don't want to suffer your colleagues, but you don't want to die from inappropriate surgery, pharmacology, etc. Call me. Email. You know, I'll help. Thank you, Ryan. We'll see you again next week. Back in a moment with Sean from SEMF and Tony, and
providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871.